Some people let their adrenaline get the best of them. But me, I use it. I remember when I got out of the service, I hired out since I was trained on the A-4 light attack aircraft. I hired out flying Lear jets. And that's where you really get a surge of adrenaline, because when you got these fuddy-duddy businessmen in the back seat, all you're doing is milk runs, basically, flying them to point A to point B. Kind of boring, almost. Until you see that little warning light come up on the dashboard. And you're far away from any airport. No place to set it down. You're going across the mountains. I remember I got a warning light come on. Nothing totally crucial. But I figured I'd better call ahead to the final destination just in case the situation increased in severity. Well, you know, I'm driving along and I'm like... So I hit the reset button and I looked at the light. Oh, my God. I said, Dallas Tower, this is Lear Jet 405. Repeat, this is Lear Jet 405. I just got a warning light on my oil pressure indicator. Repeat, a warning on my oil pressure indicator.
Yep. That's bad, yeah.
It is bad, yes.
That's still not bad, Debra.
Tower, I'm not declaring an emergency, but I'd like you to be aware of it.
Yeah, that's all of it.
What's that? Tower.
That's what's happening.
Tower, I'll tell you what's happening. I'm getting a fuel pressure indicator. And if I have to feather one of the engines, I'm not sure I'm going to make it across the mountains.
That's bad.
That would be terrible.
That is bad, bad, bad.
So what I'd like...
I've never done
well, no one's ever crossed the mountains.
That's bad, brother. That is bad. Believe me. Believe me. Believe me, that's bad. Believe me.
Tower, this is Learjet again. I am aware of the severity of the situation. Repeat, I am not declaring an emergency right now. I just wanted you to be aware of the goings-on. I got on the intercom and I told my passengers to make sure their seatbelts were fastened. Now's not the time to panic. But we were having some difficulty. Finally, sure enough, I lost an engine. I said, Tower, this is Learjet again. Tower, Learjet, I've lost my engine, and I'm going to try to make it across the mountains anyway.
Unbelievable. That is unbelievable, man.
I have no other choice. I'm either going to make it across or into the mountains. Now, I got to run some modifications on my fuel flow program. Repeat, running modifications on my fuel flow program. Can you stand by on this channel until I report back?
I'm going to chill out and shrubber. Do this and do a little of that, you know. But look at this and look at that, you know. Play some cards, drink some water, take a nap, wake up, get ready. I'll be here. I got a lot of things to do.
Copy that. You're standing by. Roger. Well, I tell you what, God must have been with me. Or maybe it was that colossus monstrosive mash if I'd had that morning, because the plane was light, and we just kind of skidded across the mountaintop. I was nearing flame out of the other engine. Control Tower, this is Lear Jet. I'm officially declaring an emergency. Mayday, mayday. We have flame out. I am without power. Request you foam the runway so that I may make a crash landing. I didn't copy that, Tower. This is Lear Jet. Please foam the runway.
Your mama.
You mean to tell me that you're just going to sit there and watch the crash and not foam it?
That's right. I said your mama.
Hey, let me speak to the crash chief. Please, transfer me to the fire department.
Your mama.
Tower, I don't know if you understand it. This is Learjet. We are declaring an emergency. We need foam.
Your mama.
You mean to tell me you don't care and you rather like a spectacular crash?
That's right. I said your mama.
I'm going to report you. If I'm alive when this craft comes in, I'm telling you I'm reporting you behind me.
Your mama.
Who's that in the background? Some authorized person is on the frequency. Request authorization.
Your mama.
Do you mean to tell me everybody's just going to stand there with their home video cams and tape this?
That's right. I said your mama.
Wait just a cotton picking minute. This is Learjet calling Tower. Request foam and fire team.
Your mama.
You mean to tell me we don't stand a snowball's chance in hell of surviving this thing?
Your mama.
All right. Coming in. We're coming in. Hang on tight. Brace yourself. what happened. There was a ball of flame and I was thrown clear. Still strapped to my seat, lying there on the side of the runway. I looked back at the plane and it was in flames. It was in flames. I thought, am I really alive? Yes, I guess I am. Paramedics surrounded me. I watched as the hoses sprayed down the aircraft. And finally, gratefully, I was lifted into the back of the ambulance. One of the paramedics shot me with some morphine. And as I lay there gratefully waiting for the morphine to kick in, the driver looked over at me and said,
And you snatched lightning out of a jug.
What's that?
You took the possible out of the impossible. You snatched victory out of the jaws of defeat.
I beg your pardon? What the hell are you talking about? I thought it was some sort of mirage, some insult to injury. Please, I just want to rest.
Oh, to get the true sense of greatness, the only thing remaining, he has his prerequisites. His application has been accepted to the College of Greatness, and only the tenure of time in serving, whether he comes out with a 4-point average or not, will remain to be seen. Shakespeare says, some men are born great. Others achieve greatness and others have greatness thrust upon them. If he can make the combination of the three, then he's immortal.
So when's this morphine gonna kick in?